This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نوري أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وأنعم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. He says, oh believers, have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that we should be conscious of Him, we should be aware of Him, and we should protect ourselves from His punishment and His wrath, and we shouldn't allow ourselves to die except in a state of لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I begin my khutbah by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost to send blessings and prayers to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I wanted to share with you inshallah ta'ala in this khutbah a story of someone who reverted to Islam. His name is Luis. He's a Latino brother. And brother Luis had a very unique story on how he became Muslim, his journey, and how he became a Muslim. So I've known brother Luis for several years. And he was, you know, born and raised as Christian. All of his relatives are Christian, his friends. He grew up in a church. And then at some point, he wasn't satisfied with himself. He was struggling with his faith. He could not find comfort. His heart was not at rest. He had this internal conflict. The whole thing with Trinity did not make sense to him. And he was struggling with this. He's a very intellectual brother. He's a big reader. He actually reads one book a week, about 55 books every year. And he's constantly trying to find the truth. And so at some point, he left Christianity and he became an atheist. And he thought that by doing this, all of his problems and his internal, you know, conflict will go away. But in fact, his problems increased even more. Until one day, that was his turning point of his life. When he went to a deli to get some groceries for his family and found two brothers who were praying at the deli. And then he definitely wasn't familiar with these rituals and he didn't know anything about Islam at that time. So he asked these two brothers, what you guys are doing? And then they told him we're Muslims and they started to speak briefly about Islam. And then he started to actually ask them tremendous questions about the Islamic tradition. But these two brothers weren't really, you know, knowledgeable about the deen. But they gave him a very sincere advice. They told him, go and read the Quran. Go through the Quran and you will find your answers there. We're not very knowledgeable to give you, you know, an answer that satisfies you. But you have our manual, our guide, the Quran. Just go through it and you will find, inshallah ta'ala, what pleases you. And so, brother Luis decided to read the Quran. And he said, I was thinking about reading it, but my reading is going to be different than just reciting it, you know, rushing through it. He said, I need to take my time. I really need to take my time in order for me to grasp the Islamic tradition through the book of God. So he said, subhanallah, there are things that hit his heart and things that hit his mind while he's reciting the Quran. And then he said, from the beginning of the Quran, from the first chapter of the Quran, he said, I recited Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praises due to Allah, Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of the world. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the most merciful, the most compassionate. He said that was very unique, because this is how Allah is introducing Himself to us. He said, this is as if Allah is introducing Himself to me. When we usually meet someone, Salaamu Alaikum, my name is Fulan al-Fulani, and brief thing about you, that basically summarizes who you are, the first few words that you say to introduce yourself. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is introducing Himself to us. And instead what's unique is that Allah is emphasizing that the fact that He is the most merciful, that He has this rahmah, that He is ar-Rahman. And then he said, I stopped there. And then I was trying to find through the Islamic books, what is this ar-Rahmah about? And subhanAllah, he came across hadith. It's actually not very famous hadith. Like many of us, we don't even know this hadith. But Allah willed for this brother to be guided, subhanAllah. He read this hadith where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah has divided His rahmah into 100 parts. And He sent down one part of His mercy. So all the mercy that we have towards each other, all the mercy that the mothers have towards their newborn babies, all the mercy that even the animals have towards each other, is just one part of Allah's mercy. And Allah is keeping 99 parts of His mercy for us on the Day of Judgment. And then he said, this is fascinating. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how this God is so merciful. Because God wasn't introduced to us this way. He was not. That was his first time to see that rahmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses. Now he said, the second thing that hit my heart, and then inshallah ta'ala we're going to be talking about what hit his mind. But he said the second thing that hit my heart was the fact that every time Allah says in the Quran, Wallahu yurid, is always something beautiful comes after it. Allahu yurid in English language means Allah wants. So what comes after it, he said, every time I read it, it's something beautiful. Because I was wondering what God wants from us. And then I found my answers in the Quran. When Allah says, Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum, Allah wants to forgive you. And then one more time, Wallahu yuridu bikum al-yusr, Allah wants ease for you. Wala yuridu bikum al-usr, and Allah doesn't want you to struggle. Wallahu yuridu an yukhaffifa ankum, another beautiful ayah. Allah wants, yukhaffif is such a beautiful word. Yukhaffif, when you are carrying something heavy and someone comes up to you and left this heaviness from you, so you feel lighter. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Allah wants to relieve this burden from our shoulders. And then he said, subhanAllah, I was struggling a lot with depression and this internal conflict that I was never at rest. And then I found Allah telling me that He wants ease for me. He said that was mind-boggling. Now, he said that was about my heart. But what really got me is how the Quran is authentic, and every single word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in its place, and Allah's words are very precise. He said there are two things that for me, I was amazed with it. He said, number one, when Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ, and I want you to focus on this. Pay attention to the explanation of this ayah, because wallahi, it's very amazing. When Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ, Allah holds the knowledge of the Day of Judgment. He's the only one. He is alone has this knowledge of the Day of Judgment. No one shares this knowledge with him. None of us. And then he said, وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ, and he sent down the rain. And then he said, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ, Surah Luqman. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ, and he also has knowledge about the wombs, about the babies and how the babies forms, and the gender of the babies, and all of this knowledge. Now you might ask, what is unique about this ayah? Well, عنده علم الساعة, we understand it. He's the only one who holds the knowledge of the Day of Judgment. Send down the rain, okay. يعلم ما في الأرحام. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I am the only one who has all the knowledge about the wombs, that will be contradicting. Because with science now we know some of the knowledge of the wombs, the gender of the baby. With ultrasound we can actually know the age of the baby, how the baby forms, the shape of the baby, you know, the gender of the baby through this blood test. We actually have sort of knowledge about this. But subhanAllah, back in the day, they didn't have that knowledge. I mean, we're not talking about long time ago. They did not have this knowledge. And if Allah wouldn't be precise with the words, the Quran will be contradicting the science. Contradicting science. And this is amazing. So he said, wow, one word can prove the Quran wrong. But Allah put every single word in its place. Then he said the second thing, and that was about history. Well, it is interesting. His story is interesting, because we go through the Quran, but we're not very, you know, many of us, we rush through it, especially in the month of Ramadan. We don't give ourselves time to reflect really on these words. And it doesn't even require, you know, Arabic language, because we still have this translation that we can read. But even the translation is not enough, because there is difference between translation and tafsir. Is when you have tadabbur in the words and you stop and you reflect on the words and you see what the ulama and the scholars say, and you have this different experience with reciting the Quran. But that's a different topic. Now, what was the second thing that hit his mind? He was reciting Surah Yusuf. And there is something unique about Surah Yusuf. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam and Prophet Musa alayhi salam, they were in Egypt. And they were living in Egypt. They were at the palace of the king of Egypt, of Fir'aun. So both of them have very similarity in terms of the places, in terms of even not just the land, but that the time period is different, but a lot of similarity in terms of the circumstances. Now, there was something unique in the Quranic narration when Allah described the ruler of Egypt, the title of the ruler of Egypt. When Allah spoke about Prophet Musa, he said, Fir'aun. He gave the title of the ruler of Egypt as Pharaoh, because Egyptians at that time used to call the ruler Fir'aun. Now, and that, by the way, goes along with the narration of the Bible and the Torah and all other, you know, books. It goes along with it. They have the same narration. But when it comes to Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah did not call the ruler of Egypt at the time of Prophet Yusuf Fir'aun, even though in the other books were named Fir'aun. But in the Quran wasn't. Allah called the ruler of Egypt at the time of Prophet Yusuf Al-Malik, وقال الملك ائتوني به. الملك, the king. Now historians proved that the only time that Egyptians back in the day did not call the ruler of Egypt Fir'aun was at the time of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. And that goes exactly along with the narration of the Quran and contradicts other books of faith. So he said, these two things, along with how Allah is describing Himself to me, made me feel at ease and comfort. And I felt that these words cannot be words of a man. These words are coming directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a divine speech. This is a divine speech coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ليس فيها عوجة. There are no flaws, no mistakes, very precise, very powerful. This is, brothers and sisters, the book that we carry. This is the book that we recite in this month and in the rest of the year, inshallah ta'ala. One takeaway of this story is that we really need to have a unique experience with reciting the Quran in this month. In the last 15 days, we should have a different experience reciting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is about your experience and my experience. Your experience is going to be different than mine. The way, the lens you have reciting the words of Allah is different than mine. Try, and that's an advice for you and for myself, try to have a different relationship with the Quran this month. Different connection with the Quran this month. If Brother Luis found this magnificent miracles in the Quran by himself, we should really grasp something that can help us, inshallah ta'ala, be more attached to our deen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ويا فوز المستغفرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا المتقين إماما وأقم الصلاة. استوى استقيم واعتدل واقبل الله بقلوب خاشعة. Pray as if it's your last prayer and get your hearts ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين.
فصل لربك وانحر إن شاء الله. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah bil alamin wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf anbiya wal mursaleen. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. I would like few minutes of you if you can please wait and I